You're holding daf nun omer alef. In the bottom, three quarters down. Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. In the Yusha skinu, the Nusha, another takona they made over there was that Ho'isha shemochra b'nichse miluk. An Isha that sells from her nichse miluk. Nichse miluk means the property that she owns. Let's say she yashin from her mother, from her father. She has her own property that belongs to the wife. And when she gets married, the halacha is that the husband is allowed to use the peiros. He's allowed to plant the field and eat the fruits that grow out of it. The peiros belong to the husband. But the keren, the actual property itself, belongs to her. So now the isha shemochra b'nichse milug. The isha that sells her nichse milug. B'chaye baila, when her husband is still alive. Even though the kol zaman she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the papers from it, but still she has a right to sell it though. She owns her property, it's property that she brought in, that belongs to her. Halacha is now umeisa, and later when she dies, if she dies first, if the wife dies first, halacha is habal umeitzi miyad halakuchas. The husband has a right to take it away from the ones that bought it off his wife. Again, his wife, when they were alive, she sold her nechassim that belonged to her to somebody else, to Reuven. Now, when she dies, the husband has a right to take it away from Reuven. Why? Now, that's the tekona. So Rashi says, Deshavya Rabbonin Kolakeach Vulakeach Rishon. Midrabbonin gave a husband a right as if he bought the property off his wife, and he's the first buyer. So therefore, together, like when you get married to your wife, there's such an inyan that the husband yarshins his wife. Any nechassim that she owns, when she dies, it goes over to the husband. So this is a takana nusha, that when she first got married, she owned property. So at the time when they're alive, she's the owner of it. But if she goes out and sells it, when she dies, the rabbanim made it as if he bought it off her first. Therefore, he has the right to take it away from these people that bought it now. Because as if to say, like, when she dies, the din is that the husband yarshins his wife. So the rabbanim made it that la'acha misa, when she dies, it's as if the husband has it from the beginning of the chasna, from the beginning. As if, like, he bought it off her first. See, even though kol zaman she's alive, she has a right to sell it, and the people that buy it could use it, but once she dies, then the husband gets it back. That was at the corner they made an usha. Tzemura says, Ashkechei Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef v'Rabbi Avua. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef found Rav Avua that v'koyi v'yuluchson of Yusha. He was in Uchson Rashi Asifus b'nei Yodim. There was a meeting, a lot of people together in Usha. Omalei. So Rav Yitzchak said like this, Man moro d'shmait of Yusha. Who is the one that set over these halachas in Usha? Who is the moro, means the master of these learnings in Usha? Omalei, they said back, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina. It was Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, he was the one that made these takonis, he was the one, he was the moro. Trashtoni Mineid, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, moro heavy, he was like the Russian Usha, he was the one that made these takonis. Is Tony Minei Aboy in Zimna, he chazli learned it over 40 times, this yediyah, that to know who was the Baal HaShemua, who was the one that set over these halachas in Usha, it was Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, he chazed it over 40 times. V'domi lei was to him like, command the machto lei bekista. Like an expression as if you have it in his pocket. Because after chazling it 40 times, that's called, now he knows it clearly. He has it in his pocket, now he'll always remember who was the one that learned the halachas in Usha. Dash in the Psukim now, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat. Oise Tzedakah B'choleis. Ashrei, worthy is the person that watches Mishpat, judgment. Oise Tzedakah B'choleis at all times. He's always doing Tzedakah. For at the Gemara, V'chiev Shalasoi Tzedakah B'choleis, is it possible for a person to be doing Tzedakah at all times? 24 hours a day, could he always be doing Tzedakah? What does it mean B'choleis? He's doing Tzedakah. So Mar says, Dor Shur Rabbi Seinu Shabi Avna. I have a saying when Yavda made a drush like this for Yamrul, and some say Rabbi Eliezer. That what does the pasuk mean? Ze hazan bono v'bnoisav k'shem ketanim. A person that supports his children when they're young, that's like Mr. Tzedakah. So Tomid, you're always doing chesed with them, tzedakah with them. Rashi says, Shetomid, yoyim v'layla, hein olav. You're supporting them day and night. Vit tzedakah, really it's called like tzedakah. Sheino chiyuv olav hem. Like we had the Gemara before yesterday. There's no chiyuv midiraisa for father to support his children. It's only after din tzedakah, but avada, you're supposed to do it though. It's a midas achzorius if you don't do it. A co-partner, there is a mitzvah, and if you could afford it, doesn't even forces you, we had yesterday, to support your children. A co-partner, it's called stalker, so that's called Eisat Stalker B'choleis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Zeha Magadol Yosem V'Yosem V'Tech Vesey. If somebody raises an orphan, a girl or a boy, you raise them in your house, that's called you're doing stalker B'choleis. Umasin, and you marry them off also. That's also called Stoka Becholes. Right, and the Pasuk says, Hoin v'oyshe bebeisoy. You have a lot of money in your house, v'tidkosoy medeslad. But it's Stoka you're doing will stay for you forever. Is Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. Chadama one says, Ze haloy me teiro malamdo. That v'tidkosoy medeslad means somebody that learns Torah, and also it teaches it to others. So Rashi says, "Miskayem es boy, harehein v'oyshe hoin v'oyshe mebeisai." The fact you learn Torah and you know Torah, that's called you have a lot of riches in your house. V'tidkosem medes lad al shetorach lalamed l'tamidim. The fact you teach it over to tamidim, that's called v'tidkosem medes lad. The Chadom, another man Yom, says, "Zeha koysev Torah neviu muksuvim." Somebody that writes svarim. He writes Torah Neviim Ksuvim Rosh Mizmanes Zil like you buy Svarim Umashilun Lachirim and you lent it out to other what to other people to use. That's called V'Tzitkosoi Oymedeslad. This tzedakah you're doing that you have Svarim and you let other people use it. So Rashi says Zeh Akosiv Has Svarim Kayomim Loi Sheinim Kolim. You'll always have these Svarim. They don't get ruined so fast. V'Tzitkosoi Oymedeslad. That means people that lend it out to other people. Then the Pasuk, another Pasuk in Tehillim says, Orei bonim levanecha. When you see grandchildren like, Shalom al Yisrael. That's going to cause there'll be Shalom al Yisrael. What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kivon she bonim levanecha. When you see that your sons, have grandchildren, is Shalom al Yisrael. You can have Shalom, what does that mean? The lo yosta de chalitza. The yibam. You see the chot, your son won't have to call me de chalitza de yibam. In other words, that they have children, there won't be a pasha of chlitz and yibam by them. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Kivon Shebonim Levanecho, when your sons have sons, Shalom al Daina Yisrael, to be Shalom on the Dayanim, the judges in Klal Yisrael. To lo yosel and tsuya, there won't be big machlekesin. So Rashi learns, Mi kor v'kordin benachlo. If a person doesn't have a son, so when he's going to die, it's going to be a problem. Who's going to yashin him? Who's the closest relative? His brother, his uncle, this, that? But we have children, sons, we know for sure who yashnas them. So kids, if there'll be sons, there won't be fighting by Bezdin. That's called Shalom al Yisrael. There'll be Shalom peace, Nagei Tuchas Nachlo, who yashnas the father. Now, Zem Midrash Doresh Rabbi Loza Lefnechachovim. We had this in the Mishnah, that was the drasha that he said, Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah, that what, Habonim Yishu, V'yabonis Yizoinu. That the sons yashin and the daughters get fed, and both of them is only liyachem misasav. But calls them on the father's alive, he doesn't have a chiyah to support his daughter, her sons. Mar says, Yosef Rab Yosef, Kaimed Rab Hamnuna, the Yosef Rab Hamnuna. They were sitting one in front of the other, Rab Yosef was sitting in front of Hamnuna, and the Hamnuna was sitting, will come and he said like this, Kishem Shein Abonim. Yoshin, Elamin Akarka, just like there's no din Yerusha. A son only inherits his father, only the karka that he left over. Mashman not the metaltalim, and we'll soon have to cash this, not that way. But the son, so far, was saying only Yashin's karka, property, a land. If the father owned land, that land goes over to the children. But Mashman metaltalim, his utensils that he owns, that is no din Yerusha. So, kach ein habonois. Nizoinus elamin akarka. That it is halacha when the father dies and the sons yashin and mechosim that they have to give the daughters food to eat. Their sisters have to be fed from the nechosim also from which nechosim only from karka, but not from metaltlim. That's what he said over. So Gemara says, Ava shalei kuli alma. They all start to scream at him, like, what are you saying, Rav Nuna? The Shavak Ar Yehudi Yarsilei B'nei, if a father leaves over karka, property, land, then the son yashins it, inherits it. The Lo Shavak Ar Yehudi Yarsilei B'nei, for if the father does not leave over land, he only leaves over utensils. There's no din Yerusha? Like, Avada, not like that. Anything the father owns, when the father dies, the son's yashin it. So what are you telling me now? The Yerusha is only upon karka. Sumar says, Omalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said back, Avad, you know what Rav Hamnuna meant? He didn't mean to say a regular case of Yerusha, where the father dies, that the sons do not get the metaltlim. Avad, the Pshita Rav Hamnuna knows that. That is that in Yerusha, you inherit whatever your father owned. But the Dilma may be, Subas Bonin Dichrin Komar Mar. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say just, on the halacha that we'll soon see later, about Subas Bonin Dichrin, this halacha, the son's only yashin from karka, and not from a tautlim. So Rashi says, the Dilma Subas Bonin Dichrin Komar Mar. Lefi Sheshtei Takonas Halolu. There are two takonas that Bezdin made. Shetikni Rechomi Betanai Ksuba. When you give a ksuba to your wife, there are two tanoim like in the ksuba. We learn out one from the other. We have before, we'll have it later again, the next gemara that Nunal will have about it, that when your bona dichra means, a wife tells a husband that the children I'm going to have from you, when she's going to die, like she wants them to yashin a ksuba. Even though you may have sons from other wives, I don't want the other son to get a chelik in Yerusha from my ksuba. My ksuba, I want to go to the children that I'm going to have from you. That's called bona dichrin. So her sons get more of a Yerusha than the other sons. They get Yerusha keneged, the ksuba that the mother was supposed to get. So this halacha, that these sons get more than the other sons, that's only if there was karka, if there was property. But if there wasn't land, they don't get this extra ksubas bona dichrin. But rather, all the sons, no matter how many sons this father has, from different ladies, different wives, they all yashin equally. Because there's a Gemara letter that says, what in Perek Misha Enosui, the Enigvas Min HaMetaltlim. That this halacha, Bona Dichron, you don't collect from Metaltlim. The Tanaim we learned, Rav Shimon Aimer, Afilu Yesha Nechosim Shovim Lehem Achrayis, Shem Lehem Achrayis, that the Nechosim doesn't have Achrayis, means Metaltlim, utensils that you move around. Is Enechum, you don't collect from it. Until there are nechosim property which has achrayis, means land, karka. Yemoisim ashtei ksuba is dinner. Vosim aforos, here we explained over there. But our kol poter, that's what he meant to say, Rav Yosef. That just like the loch of ksubas bon and dichrin, that the sons yash and their mothers nechosim, only takes place from karka, the same thing that tanai ksuba, that if you have a daughter, even though the sons Yashin inherit all the property, but they have to support the daughter, their sister they have to support. From what do they have to support for? Only from karka. Only if the father left over karka, then these two tonight subas take place, whether it's bona dichrin or whether it's the mezainis of the bonus. But enechnam, if there's no karka left over, then the daughters do not get fed from the nechosim of the father. So Mar says, Omalei. He said back to him, Mar, the Gavra Rabbah, the Yodah, my Kimna. As Rav Nuna said back, like Rav Yosef, you're right. That's what I meant to say. Like, you're a great person. You knew what I meant to say. And that's really what I meant to say. I meant to say is like this, that just like the sons don't yashin their mother's ksuba, bon and dich only from karka, the same thing, the bonus, the daughters only yashin, only get fed mezainos from karka, not from just metaltlim. Omar Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Rav Zan Mechiti Diloi. Rav, when it came the case of this ksuba, that the daughters want to get mezonis after the father died, that the yoshim have to give them mezonis, so Rav collected the mezonis even from Chiti Diloi, from wheat. Mashman, not like the Gemara before, not like Rav Hamnuna. Not that you need karka, but even from a tatla, even from wheat, he gave over the wheat to the daughters. Rashi says, Rav Zan Michita Diloi, Yisoymois Berlefonov, Vetoivas Mizoinois, Michita Diavion. They were the daughters, and they said, now we want to get fed from our father's Nechosim, from a Tanai Ksuba, Shlohoyosham Karkois, in a case where there's no Karko. The father did not leave over any land. Elamataltlim, he only left over Mataltlim. And Rav Taka gave it to them. Rav gave them the wheat and let them collect from the wheat. See, Boilu, we have a shah like this. For what purpose did Rav give them this wheat? Is panosa heavy? Was it a case where they wanted to get married? And a panosa means usually when a girl gets married, the father gives her a present, gives her an adunya to bring in to the husband. So we're talking about now with this girl, this Yisayman, now wants to get married, and the Yisayman, the Yoshim, like have to give her money for a panosa. It means from the better property of his father. He took from the better chitim that his father had. So Rashi says, panosa avoy, loy mizdoinesev. It wasn't a question of feeding her. Ela panosa nedunyo, linosei, vigavi metaltli. And that you could collect from even metaltlim. The nedunyo, the present that you give a kala, a bride, to give over to a husband. Ulkidu shmuel, like Shmuel. To Yama Shmuel, Shmuel says, le panosa, in a case where the girl wants to get married, we want to give her a present now to take into her husband, shamin biyaf. That we take it away from the father. Shaman Biyav means Oimdin Lefi, but Renusa Shalav. The father died already. But we see, according to how nice the father was, like we would assume, how much would have he given to his daughters Nadunya? Like, is he a Kamsin? Is he a stingy person? He would have given a smaller present. If he's a brighter person, wider one, give him more, he would give a bigger one. So he shuts up how much the father would have given, even though he died already. And according to how much we estimate that he would have given, that's how much Bezdin takes away from the Nechosim. And then to collect this, even from a Tautlam also, we would take it away. So maybe that's all Rav meant. Not that Mizoinus, not that he's arguing on the Hamnuna. For Mizoinus maybe you only get from Karka. Here that Rav gave away from Chita, from the wheat, it was for the Panosa, for the Nadunya, for the present. Oiduma maybe no. Maybe Rav was taking away this money this week to mamish support the daughters, to give from the Tanaik Suba the Mizoinus for the daughters. And Omaya Leah, what does Aliyah mean? Midvarim Toivim Shinemru Baliyah, from good words that were said over in the Aliyah, what in the attic. What does that mean? The Yomar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Baliyah in the attic on the top apartment, his skin of the Meitakono, Sheyiyo Bonois, Nizoinis Minamataltlim. That they made a takono that the Bonois have a right to collect that tonight Suba, their Mizoinis to get fed, even from a Tautlim. Even though the father did not leave over any karka, there's no karka to Yarshin, there's only Metaltlim, only utensils, movable things, still the Bonois. The girls have a right to complain and say, we want to get fed. There's a Tanaik Suba when a father dies, even though Midiraisa, the sons, Yash and all the Nechosim, still there's a Tanaik Suba, we have a right to get fed from our father's Nechosim. Even though there was no karka there, so what? Still, the Meditakana, you collect from a Tatlam also. So maybe Rav holds like this also. That's a Shiloh. What was the case of Rav? So what says Toshima, come in here. The Yode, the Rabbi Benoi, Achvod, Rabbi Chibaraba. Have a metalklim diyasmi. In his hands, like a case happened that they had metalklim diyasmi. In other words, a case where the father died, and he only left over metalklim, he only left over utensils. His osla came with the Shmuel, so they came in front of Shmuel Amalei Zilzon. He told them, go and support the daughters. Mashmi, even though there's only metalklim utensils that they yashning from the father, he did not leave over any karka. So what? Still the daughters have a right to come and collect for their mezainis, for their food, from these metaltlim. So that was the case here. So my labla mezaini, pashtuna means that they went to collect their mezain, their food tiron. So again, not like from Nuna, but like the last takona here, that the girls could collect even from metaltlim. So Gemara said, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and like Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, there's a new takona here, Bar Liyah, that the girls could collect even from metaltlim. Or could Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef relay, and he holds like Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. So Mara says, "Loi, maybe again, there's no proof in this Maisa. Hosam lepanos avoy. Maybe here also was a case where the girl wants to get married. There was a question now. We want to give her a present to take into her, to take over to her husband. So this we take even from Metaltlim. Or Shmuel Taimei, and Shmuel goes according to his own Shita. To Yama Shmuel, Shmuel said before, lepanosa in the case where the girl wants to get married." And we want to give her a present to take into her husband. Shamim biyav. we shots up, we estimate how much the father would have given her, and according to how nice of a person he was, that's how much of a present we give her. And then, Echonami, this present is not only from Karka, but even from Metaltlum. So again, we have no proof. What was this Maisa? Do we say again, for Panos, for Mezoinus, where the daughter doesn't have Watit from? So the Tanaik Suba, the sons have to give a Watit. Do they only have to give it to if there's Karka? Or even like a Yitzchak says, no, even from Metaltlum also. So we don't have the clear proof yet. Tomorrow says, Uvda bin Adoy. There was a case once in Adoy. V'doin dined in Adoy. And the Dayonim there in Adoy Paskin. V'pumpadisa. V'doin dina din Adoy. Hey, it's the dina Dayonim in Adoy Poshe Paskin that she does collect the money even from Metaltlim. So you also Paskin the Kula. V'pumpadisa. It happened also in Pumbadisa, the Agve Rav Chona Bar Bizna. And Rav Chona Bar Bizna told them that they have a right to collect. The daughters have a right to collect from the Yorshim, from the sons, even though there was only Metaltlum left over. So in these two cases, they both passed from the Kula, they could collect the money. Oh, Mulu Rav Nachman held not like that. And he told them, Zilu Ahaduru, I want you to go and return the money you took. He told the daughters, you have no right to take this Mezoinus. Since the father only left over metaltlim, only utensils, there's no din tonight su by metaltlim. V'loy magvinen l'chu l'afu minaychu. And if you don't go ahead and return back this money that you took, I'll take away from the kenas. L'panaychu means your palace or your mansion, wherever you live in. I'll take it away from you. Whereas Rav Nachman was held not like that. He held stark that the bonus only have a right to take from karka. If the father left over property. But if he didn't leave over karka, then the bonus have no right to collect the tanaik suba. Rabbi Amiv Rabasi, Sova Lemezim Metaltli. They first thought to think that the locha should be that these daughters have a right to collect Mizoinus food even from Metaltlim. Even if the father only left over utensils, still the tanaik suba says they could get. Oh, Maluhu Rabbi Yaakov Baridi. So Yaakov said over to him, Milsa the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh Loyovdu. Milsa what the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh Loyovdu bo Uvda. That the Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh themselves were not makel in such a case. In a case where the father only left over Metaltlim, they were not makel for the daughter to collect her Mezoinus. Is also Navdin bo Uvda. You want to be more makel, like hold more than them? Like they was there with your Rebbe? Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lokesh. So how could you go against them? Havad, you should not collect. Let the daughters collect from a Metaltlim. Only if there's karka there. Rabbi Lozor saw the amazing Metaltlim. Rabbi Lozor also at first thought that we should let the daughters collect their Mezoinus even from a Metaltlim. Oh, Malafon of Rabbi Shimon ben Alikim, that Rabbi, Yodea Nibacho, Shein Midas Sadin Atoiso, Elamidas Rachmonius. You should know, I see from you, like it's telling him, La halacha, you're not doing the right thing. Midas ha-din is avad, like Rav Nachman says before, that the bonus only collect if there's karka. If there's no karka, they don't have a right to collect. But what do you want to do? You want to have rachmonis on them. You want to have pity on them. And like you're telling the Yarshim, like, please, you're asking the Yarshim, please, give your sisters some food to eat. As rachmonis. He says, so you shouldn't do that. Why? El Hashema Yira Tamidim. Elishama Yira Tamidim, the Yikva Halacha L'Doris. A Tamidim will see this, and they'll think that is Halacha that you have to. They won't know you stop doing it because of Rachmanis, but they'll think that's the Halacha, and the Halacha is not the way. You don't have a Chiyuv to give them if there's only Metaltlum left over. So therefore, we told them don't do it. It's not Kedah that Tamidim should not see what you're doing, they should not come out to pask in the wrong Halacha. Like they'll come out to see as if there's a Chiyuv for the Yorshim to feed the Bonois, even from a Metaltlim. And Halacha, they don't have to. If you want to do it privately, do it by yourself. Rakol Bonim, not that you should tell them to do it. Even though you only meant to tell them to have Rachmanis, it's not Kedai, they should not pask in the wrong Halacha. Faitahu di Osla came with Rabbi Yosef. A case once happened, it came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Osma's time, the father died, and the daughters wanted to get fed. There was no karka, there was only Metaltlim. She says, you know what? She could feed them from the tamarim, the dates, Talbudya. Talbudya pasher means there's mats spread out on the floor, and you put these dates down on the floor to dry up. So the kids are like, they're metaltlim. They're not attached to the tree anymore. So Khuri is telling them that these metaltlim here, this food, you have a right to feed the daughters from it. Mitamri dabudya. Oh, Malaya Baya Baya said, is that called karka? Ilu bal choiv heve. Let's say a bal choiv, somebody that you owe money to, is coming now to collect his money. That the locher is they could collect from karka. Ki hagavne mi heve yoyev lemar. Would you give him from these dates? Like, do you consider these dates mechuba la karka? Like, are they considered like karka? The chura, they're off already. They're on the mats, drying up. So chura, it's not part of the tree. So chura, it's not called karka. So how could you tell me now that the daughters collect from it? So Malay said back to them, Techaz yelabudi kamina. Ramenta says, Enechnami, they're still on the tree. These dates are still on the tree. Ramenta says, such dates that are completely ripe already, that right now you know what you should do, with them. They're ready to be taken off the tree and start to dry out on the floor. So such dates that are ready to be taken off, those are the dates I meant to say that the daughters could collect from. In other words, they're still attached to the tree right now. Since they're still attached to the tree, they're considered like karka. Therefore, the daughters have a right to collect from these type of fruits. But for the Gemara, but size still, the klal is, kol oimed ligzoiz kagodzuz dami. Anything that's oimed, it's supposed to be cut off, the time come to be cut off the tree already, it's kagazus dummy. We consider as if it's cut off already. Tiros lukur, it's not considered like karka anymore. It's called like metaltlin. So our answer is that srichila dikla kamina. Avad, I'm talking about now these days still need the tree. They're not finished completely. They still need the tree. Just that they're pretty much close to be taken off to dry up. But Avad, it has to be that the dates are still on the tree and need the tree. So therefore, it's called part of the karka, like the tree is bottled to the karka. That's still called karka. Therefore, now the bonus have right to collect from these fruits. If the fruits are completely ripe, that they don't need the tree anymore, that's called kagotz dami. It's not called karka. That's lach like metaltle. So the moral, who yosam v'yosayma, the yosla kaime derava. It happened the case that yosam, an orphan girl and boy came in front of Rava. Amalu Rava. Rava said, "Hello, liyosim v'shvil yosayma. He should give money to the yosim in order to support his daughter, sister, like v'shvil yosayma. Give money to him." So Rashi says, "Hello, liyosim mizaynus yisayrim. Give him extra mizaynus. Shetizin achaisimai. That his sister should also get fed from it." His amle rabbanu Rava, but the rabbanu said to Rava, "V'maru diyomim mekarkoi." Are you the ones that said that you only collect from karka and not from metaltlim? Bein lemizoyni, bein leksuva, bein lepanosa, in all these cases. So Malu, he answered back, Ilerotzo shivcho lishamshoi, mili avinu lekoshchein ocha deikotarti. If I would have wanted to hire a maid to work for me, wouldn't I have to pay her? So Vada here, there's a double purpose in paying this yosim. Like he's working, I have to pay him, and also for his sister. Therefore, I told him to pay twice. Let's go again. This is last Gemara again. Last mice again was who Yosem Yosema Yosla Kaima Rava. There was a case of a Yosem and a Yosema. So Rashi says, Ach v'yachos unichchehem v'yad apotropos. The apotropos, a man was taking care of the property of the father, and there was a Yosem and Yosema. So the mice was Amlu Rava. Rava said, Hello liyosem mishru Yosema. So Rashi says, Hello liyosem mizaynus. Yisayrim, give the Yosam, the boy, extra food, shetizon achaisimoy, that his sister should also get fed from him. In other words, the father died, so it was Yerusha, the son's Yashin. Now the boy was too young, so it was an apotropos, means a man taking care of the property for the son. So the son for sure has the right to get fed from his property. So Rava said, give extra mezainis to the son, to the brother, that he could feed his sister. Amrulay Rabbanus Rabboni has to cash her back. The Rava Iva Marul Diyamim Karkoi Vloim Metaltli. You were the one that said that the whole tonight suba is only if the father left over karka, property, land. Then there's this tonight suba. But Vloim Metaltli, you don't collect it from utensils, from metaltli, things that move around. Bein Lemezaini. whether it's a Tanaik Suba of supporting the daughter, that a daughter does not get supported unless the Yerusha was on Karka. But if the Yerusha is only a Metaltlim, there's no Din Mezoinus for the daughter from the Nechasim of the father if it's only Metaltlim. So over here, Lechur, the Maisa was that Ravid told them to give extra food to the son for his sister. Why? It's only Metaltlim, she doesn't deserve to get Mezoinus. Bein Lechsuba, whether Allah of Ksuba's Bona Dichrin, it also only applies if there's karka to the Yerusha, and not only metaltlim. Ubein leparnasa, whether the girl now even wants to get married, and we want to give her a present in the dunya to take in to her husband, but she only gets it if the Yerusha was on karka and not a metaltlim. Sakam over here, where it's a shayla of tonight suba, what did Rava say to give the daughter? She doesn't deserve it. There was no karka involved here. It was only metaltlim.